Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show at 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Deb Calvert, author of Stop Selling and Start Leading, How to Make Extraordinary Sales Happen. Deb, I need your website, please.
PS.com.
Say it again.
First two words, people first, are spelled out.
Yep. Say it again.
People first. People first, PS. The first two words, people first, are spelled out. PS stands for Productivity Solutions. PeopleFirstPS.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And now you've got a new project you're working on, an ebook about soft skills for managers, and people can get a peek at it on your website, can't they?
They can. Just go over to the website, go to the Connect to Lead blog, and we're posting bits and pieces of the ebook, which is going to be called The Ultimate Guide to Soft Skills for Managers.
All right. So, folks, you check that out. You're getting an early look at it, and only on this show are you going to hear about this. So check it out, PeopleSkillsPS.com.
People first.
PeopleFirst.com.
Okay. Because the company name is People First Productivity Solutions.
I got you. PeopleFirstPS.com. And check out the blog there for soft skills for managers. Tell us about what you're saying to managers about soft skills.
Well, much like I say to business owners, that the secret to success is being able to tune up those soft skills and differentiate yourself. It's also true inside organizations, because employees, when they're more engaged, it's because they're emotionally connected to the work they do and the people they work with. The manager they report to needs to have an emotional connection with the people who are his or her direct reports. That's how you get employee engagement. Employee engagement is proven through research to cause higher levels of productivity, stronger rates of retention of your top employees, stronger customer satisfaction, more top-line revenue, and more profitability overall. Every bit of that is research evidence-based.
That's right.
And it ties back to the emotional connection and that soft skill. No way around it.
And this is not something new, folks. This connects to the research that I've been reporting on now for over 20 years, Deb, that since the 70s, I've seen research every year that shows the number one reason why people leave a company is not because of compensation or promotion. The reason they leave is because they didn't feel either appreciated or valued, or they had some kind of a problem with their manager. And this has been going on for years and years, and now we're starting to understand. You know, Deb, when I was coming up, managers didn't care about my emotional my state. They just said, get the job done and suck it up, dude, or find somewhere else to go. It was pretty rough in those days. Today, though, people won't put up with that. And so you've got to be able to have some soft skills that make them feel like that they're not you're not babying them, are you, Deb? You're helping them understand that you care about their success. You want them to be successful as professionals. That's part of the EQ, isn't it?
It is. And you're also caring about the business. It's good for the business to keep employees instead of having a revolving door. It's expensive to recruit and hire and train and onboard people, new people all the time. But if you can retain people, you get a competitive advantage. So there's a business case for keeping people in your organization, giving them a sense of belonging and an attachment that infuses their work with meaning. It makes them stronger and happier.
And now more than ever before, Deb, because if you lose somebody, replacing them is not easy. I mean, it's hard to find qualified people. I tell people right all the time right now, if you have a key employee that you can't do without, you better be thinking about what you're doing to keep them every day. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I agree. Not only keep them because it's good for your business, but why would you want to train them and let them go over to your competitor?
That's right. You don't want to train them for somebody else. Deb, I need your website one more time, please.
It is peoplefirstps.com. People first spelled out. PS stands for Productivity Solutions.
So the e-book's going to be out when?
It'll be out in September, but we're running bits and pieces every week over there
Sounds
on the blog.
Good. Thank you. Deb Calvert, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.